I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar.
Well, thank you for being with us today. I've missed you. You were probably out partying the last couple of weeks, still celebrating 4th of July. I hope you were listening while you were out doing whatever you were doing, but just in case you missed what went on, you really missed a lot. And one of the things you might want to do is go to travelers411.com and click on podcast, because for 52 weeks after the broadcast, you will have everything there downloadable. Take us with you and catch up. Oh, and a special hi and shout out to Diane from Bristol, Connecticut, who sent me an email telling me she downloads both shows, Saturday's Travelers 411 and Sunday's Travel with Stephanie Abrams. And all week long while she drives to and from work, she listens to the show so she doesn't miss anything. So, hey, Diane, good to have you on board. And hi to all our friends in Bristol, Connecticut. And we want to welcome WQYK FM 99.5, and they're located in Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater. And as long as we're saying hi to them, a special hi and hugs of love to one of our older affiliates in the Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, Northern Sarasota, Orlando area, WHFS 1010 AM and WJBX AM 770 in Naples and Fort Myers and southern part of Sarasota. And yeah, drive on the west coast of Florida, you pretty much can't lose us. And if you drive eastward across the state, you'll pick us up going straight through Orlando. How do you say it? Is it Kissimmee or Kissimmee? I never get it right. I kind of like Kissimmee. But in any event, and to WNN, AM, and FM, and WIXC up in Melbourne, Florida, and to all of you listening to us in the Bahamas, because airwaves are wonderful things, aren't they? In theory, we're not supposed to be there, I mean, but that's where we reach. So if you happen to be on Grand Bahama Island or in Nassau, check us out Saturday mornings, Sunday evenings. You'll find us. We'll be there. So we had a nice chat a couple of weeks ago. It was actually on July 2nd. I had the pleasure of having a chat with a very nice gentleman named Brad Weiser, who is the lead developer of the Perry Hotel at Stock Island Marina in the Florida Keys, in Key West. And yesterday we had him on the air on Travelers 411, and it just wasn't enough. We spent an hour with this kind gentleman who was so generous with his time, and we still couldn't cover it all because this place is amazing, people. And one of the things I learned that, you know, should tell it to you is that Architectural Digest picked this hotel, which is only open a couple of months, as we're going to ask him again what the award was. But, you know, anytime you get recognized in that way, I'll tell you a quick little thing. You want to open a business and you want to be in a high traffic area, don't worry about hiring some consulting firm to do a demographic of the traffic in the area. Just go and find out where the McDonald's is, because they already did that research for you. See where it is, find a spot right near it, and you'll know you're in the right place. And it's the same thing when, you know, Architectural Digest speaks up about your place in their magazine, you got something very special going. So if you're somebody that really enjoys perfection, you're going to want to know more about the Perry Hotel. And we're going to be talking with Brad Weiser about some of the things we didn't get to talk about, and a little bit of a roundup for those of you that missed yesterday's Travelers 411 on July 15. And you can go and hear that podcast and archive and whatever. We're going to do it right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. The BSO's Tanglewood Family Concert, Saturday afternoon, July 22nd at 1:30 p.m. at Seiji Ozawa Hall, provides an engaging chamber concert experience, especially for children ages 3 to 8 and their families. Pre-concert activities begin at 11:30. Get tickets at tanglewood.org.
On the line with me, live from Key West, Florida, at the Perry Hotel at Stock Island Marina, is Brad Weiser. I don't do this all that often, where we spend an hour, Brad, with somebody and then have them come back real soon again because we just couldn't get it all in. It happens from time to time. And, you know, and I recognize when, you know, I feel frustrated that we didn't get the whole story. So before we get into two of the pieces we didn't get to talk about, one being food and beverage service, which is so important because, you know, you can go someplace that's just wonderful, and if the food is horrible, you probably are not going back. And so it's really important to know, you know, what is available in terms of food service and what kinds of events, and because your place just sounded like the perfect place for a wedding or a birthday or a benchmarking anniversary or a, you know, if I were going to launch a product and I wanted to be in a sexy destination at a sexy hotel, yours would be the place I'd pick, sir. But I'd want to know about the food service because that's a really important part of it. And the other thing I found out way at the end of our conversation, or maybe it was we were even off the air by then, is that you are a pet-friendly property, and I want to know what that means. But for those people that didn't have the opportunity to hear you on the air with me yesterday on Travelers 411 on July 15th or on July 2nd on Travel with Stephanie Abrams, give us a kind of overview of the property.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. It's great to be back.
We're going to have to get together and play sometime.
Really appreciate your time. The Perry Hotel is, as you said, is about 60 days old now.
Wow.
And, we are in Key West, sitting on the beautiful Stock Island Marina, which is about a 2.5-year-old marina, state-of-the-art, marina with the deepest water access and capabilities of bringing boats in at 300 feet and larger. Just really a spectacular setting with all the kind of great water activity things that you would expect in Key West, right outside the back door of the hotel. So the hotel's 100 rooms. We are a boutique hotel with every single room has oversized, large, outdoor, private balconies, all with water views or sunset views, and just really a spectacular setting. And thrilled that in just 60 days that we did, as you said, we got that recognition from Architectural Digest. Obviously, we
what'd they say about you?
They said that we were one of the 12 best designed new hotels in the world.
Wow.
And so that's pretty exciting.
Wow.
And,
but I have to tell you something. And maybe you and I and some creative folks you know, and maybe if there's anybody in Architectural Digest you can get the ear of, can come up with a better name or a better terminology than boutique hotel. Because far too many boutique hotels are very small, They're in crowded cities. They have been refurbed so that they are chic and trendy and comfortable and adorable. But there needs to be a new category name to describe the Perry, because it worries me that people hear the term boutique hotel and that conjures up, you know, great places. I just stayed at one in New York City I'm crazy in love with, the HGU Hotel. And, you know, it's an amazing place, but it's a complete redo, and it feels European, and it's chic and trendy, but you've got a different kind of diamond. You know, it's individualistic, but it's so much more than you'd expect when you're going to check into a place that calls itself a boutique hotel. You are so much more than that. And there needs to be some, I mean, how many boutique hotels do you know that have a marina? Start with that. I mean, we got to find a better designation. And if we have to invent one and it catches on with other hotels that are chic and trendy and darling and wonderful and worthy of attention from Architectural Digest, but boutique isn't enough. So we're going to have to work on that one. We have to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams talking with Brad Weiser, my new best friend. Don't leave me. We'll be right back. Smile so inviting. Then you catch my cheek. With this fingertips. Softly, softly with me. This is Stephanie Abrams with a personal invitation to join me in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at Northshire Bookstore for my Meet the Author presentation of my novel, Rumors. You may know the quintessential Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont, an amusement park for people of all ages who love books. Northshire's newest unique bookstore is located at 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York, and is another playland for book lovers, where on August 31st, I'll be presenting Rumors starting at 6 p.m., followed by book signings. Please join me at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, August 31st at 6 p.m. You can even get there on Amtrak. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you. Visit my blog at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so Call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am thrilled to have on the line with me Brad, my new best friend, Weiser. He's the chief cook and bottle washer and lead developer and inspiration and keeping everybody motivated and on track at the Perry Hotel at Stock Island Marina in Key West, Florida. And this place sounds great. And in the commercial break, I asked Brad a couple of questions because I didn't remember specifically. What I did remember specifically is that their marina has slips that can hold boats, yachts, that are up to 300 feet long. Do you know how long? Do you have any concept of what a 300-foot yacht looks like? Man, that's, you know, it belongs to the Sheikh of Araby. Those boats are like, wow. I mean, it's a floating hotel itself. The marina holds at the Perry Hotel 220 boats, and their swimming pool is 75 feet long and 19 feet wide. I don't know what Olympic size is, but that sounds getting close to me. And yet the hotel has it in its mind, if there is such a thing, that it's a boutique hotel. I don't know any boutique hotels with a marina, let alone one that'll hold 220 boats and boats that are 300 feet long and has this glorious swimming pool and has been recognized as one of the best 12 new hotel builds this year by Architectural Digest. There's got to be a better term, Brad.
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you. It's the fallback term we all use, but I'm trying to think of one.
Yeah, I think of boutique hotels, and I think of, you know, San Francisco, New York City, you know, places in major cities around the world where somebody took an old something and, you know, just gutted the place and made it adorable inside, and it's sweet and boutique-y. And no, mm-mm. You need to throw everybody who you respect into the same room and lock them in there until that you come up with a term that makes, you know, that really, when you say it, I mean, this is. Well, it may be relaxed and chic and trendy the way a boutique hotel would be, but it's wrapped in elegant details that you don't find just walking down a street in a big city somewhere. So I don't know what the word is, but I'd like to help you find it because you need, even if you're the only one that's described, I'll bet there are hotels in Dubai that rival the Perry in terms of architectural design and, you know, built their own island in the middle of this desert with water all around it. You don't have to invent the word, you just, or invent the wheel, just recognize it rolls and say, I'm going to use that. So maybe you ought to look at how some of the hotels in Dubai describe themselves, because I think yours fits in this category, given the stature it has achieved from its architectural award from Architectural Digest and everything else that you've told me so far about what the hotel is. There's got to be a better word. It boutique doesn't do it. Doesn't cut it for me.
I'll get to work on that.
You're going to need to. I have this nasty habit of giving everybody a homework assignment. Forgive me. But, yeah, I it's part of my charm. I have to stick my nose in everybody's business. But I actually have won awards for marketing. So, you're not talking to a complete idiot, just a partial one, but not complete. But I'm very interested in knowing more. About, first of all, let's start with the pet friendly and get that out of the way. What does pet friendly mean at the Perry Hotel in Key West, Florida?
Well, we are just that. I mean, we are pet friendly. I would tell you that we would dogs and cats. We've had a great response to it already, this time of year down in Key West, we get a lot of our fellow South Floridians that drive down to the property, so a lot of time they're bringing their pets with them. So, we don't have limitations on size.
Oh, God bless you.
And that's probably more because, my wife and I have a big dog, and she'd kill me if I put limits on size.
So tell me, what kind of dog do you have?
We have three rescue dogs. We have a lab, a Dalmatian, and an Australian Shepherd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I knew I loved you, and now you've clinched it.
We have what's interesting, too, what's great is we have a dog park on the property as part of the marina.
Like every boutique hotel has, huh?
Not gonna let me off the hook on that one.
No, because you know what? This brand new baby has been born into royalty and has been crowned by Architectural Digest, and it deserves an elevation in stature in its description. And it's not going to be easy, really, but it's not impossible. And honestly, I would start by looking at, other kinds of hotels that offer some of the unique services that your hotel offers and see how they describe themselves and write down all those words. And then maybe you make up a new one by taking a few syllables from here and a few syllables from there. And you come up with something that's really descriptive, because no, boutique isn't it, but I killed that horse. So let's move on. So, when you say, pet friendly. Well, right away, you've got a dog park. So you're more, I would go from pet friendly to pet welcoming. Because, there are places that are pet friendly, which really just means we'll let you check in with your dog or cat. And they don't do anything more. The fact that you have created a special accommodation for people traveling with their dog, that they've got a place to exercise them and, let them deal with what they have to deal with in this park. And I'm going to guess that maybe you've got little doggy bags there for those people to clean up after themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
So is there anything else besides the little doggy bag stories that are made available for people traveling with their dog? And the dog park, for heaven's sakes.
We do. We do have a bark box when they come that has, some treats and a few other little toys and things like that we give anyone checking in with a dog.
What's in the box?
We're actually thinking we need to maybe come up with some type of dog menu, because we've had several guests that have actually ordered foods from the restaurant, a plain hamburger and things like that, that they end up feeding their dog. So we're exploring those ideas as well. But it's really been quite remarkable, the amount of travelers that are coming here with their pets, and we've been thrilled
to
kind of have everybody show off their pet in the lobby.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. I'm glad you're a dog person. But I should have guessed you were a dog person, because it comes through. There's a personality, there's a mindset. you know, warm and fuzzy friendly. We'll be right back talking with Brad Weiser, who is the chief honcho at the Perry Hotel at Stock Island Marina in Key West, Florida, someplace that's just catapulted to the top of my must-visit list. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at AerLingus.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Brad Weiser. He is from the family developed, tell me the name again, Host what? Host Mark?
Host Mark Hospitality.
I wanted to say that, and I was sure I was wrong, so I stopped myself on a dime. Host Mark Hospitality, a company that now has how many hotels?
25 hotels.
Yeah, newcomers to the business. You know, but that's why you came out of the box with the Perry Hotel, your newest entry into Hostmark Hospitality, with a winner that was identified immediately by Architectural Digest, and I'm sure every guest who checks in and out. Because, the you know, experience matters. It's that simple. You know, you learn a lot when you're in the business. And how long have you been in this hotel business, Brad?
Oh, a very long time, since I was 12 years old, so a little bit over about 45 years.
Right, a newcomer. Well, and yeah, I'm sure that you learned a tremendous amount at the dinner table growing up, just hearing adult conversations around you.
Exactly. Growing up in the business.
Yeah, sure. So I want to really spend some time talking about food. So, you know, you've got a place with 100 rooms and a huge swimming pool and a dog park for the people who come with their pets. And pet travel is huge business. There are so many people who will not leave their pet behind, and truly they are members of the family. And you, as not only a dog owner, but the owner of three dogs that are rescue dogs, says a lot about you and your sensitivity to people who own pets, and certainly those who travel with pets. And with the marina that can hold, you know, over 200 boats and big boats, you know, not just cute little boats, but those 200 and 300 footers, you know, you got a lot going on there. And part of what's going to be important to guests is being able to have everything from various options for munching, eating, dining, and room service, and everything from breakfast through dinner and snacks, and maybe for those who have the presence of mind to want to have a special occasion in another destination and celebrate an event in their lives, whether it's their business lives or it's their private life. Food's an important issue, so how do you handle all that?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and it's been an important issue to me. It's a passion for me, the food part of the business. I've had my own restaurant company over the years as well, and so we really viewed the food and beverage component to the property as being one of, if not the most important piece to the property. We sit in such a spectacular location for so many great things connected to the food and beverage part of the business, and we've really made a major emphasis on it. So from what's available for hotel guests, just dining options on the property. Obviously, we have our main restaurant in the hotel is called Matt's Stock Island Kitchen and Bar. We serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. We have a great bar there. We have another outdoor bar that sits on the far end of the swimming pool that's called the Salty Oyster Dockside Bar and Grill. And I certainly would love to talk more specifics about those outlets, but in addition to all of that, room service, boat service, being able to help our guests when they're going out on a fishing excursion or a diving excursion and putting together great packages of food and bottles and so on. So as well as we sit on about 15 acres of land, and we have so many great event spaces and opportunities for people to do weddings and special events. We have a few, 3 to 4 great suites in the hotel. So if you're doing smaller events where you're doing 15 or 20 people, we can do some great, great events in the suites. And again, we really put a major emphasis to the food. And it all starts, as I said, we sit here in one of the world capitals for some of the best seafood around and some of the best fishermen in the world. So obviously taking advantage of what's surrounding us and making that a major part of our food and beverage program, but then also going further with we call our menu at Matt's, it's American Coastal Comfort Food, so we take advantage of a lot of the of what's right outside our back doors, but also some of the comfort foods that are what people really love when they're coming down, I think, to Key West in this in a casual environment, very, very well received so far. Obviously, the local people here are critically important to us, both in the restaurants and for the private events and so on and so forth. So we've in our short 60 days have really developed a great local following already.
Well, I can believe that, and you are certainly in a spectacular spot geographically in Key West to appeal to people looking for that kind of relaxed tropical mix surrounded by comfortable chic elegance. And that's a lot of words to use to describe what you are, but I don't know where else to go to do that.
And the other thing is all of our restaurants, all of our tables and seats are all sitting right up against the water. So whether you want to sit outside under umbrellas or sit even inside around the, you know, our great glass windows, you're sitting literally feet away from the waterfront in all of our locations.
Well, that's phenomenal. I'm so glad that I got to know you and pursued finding out more about your place. And the more we talk, the more things I find out about that I didn't know about before. And so I think we need to, you know, continue our chat because you've got a winner on your hands. And in spite of that, it's a big world with a lot of distractions and hard to get people's attention even when you are hitting them alongside the head with a brick because their heads are in their iPads and their phones and whatever. And I'm hoping that our audience is paying close attention. And why don't you give us the website again for the Perry Hotel in Key West, Florida?
Great, thanks. Yes, it is. It's Perry Key West, Perry Key West .com. And we have some great photos of the property and everything that's happening here at the property. And we're also days away, as I think I mentioned to you the last time, we're days away from adding our video. We've been doing video shoots over the last 2 or 3 weeks, and we're just putting the final edits, and that will be added into our website here in the next 7 to 10 days, more than likely.
Well, I can't wait to see them. And our calendar is maniacally crazy, and just glancing at it, I would say we're not getting to Key West this year. So in the worst case scenario, I'm going to plan to get down to visit sometime probably in April next year. However, that being said, there's still a couple of places I might be able to maneuver, and if I can, you may find our way to your doorway somewhere in early November, just before the height of season starts and all the craziness with Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and winter visitors. So maybe we'll manage yet. We'll see what happens. I'm not terribly optimistic at this point, but one never knows, do one? So, you know, light a fire under me and I'll find a way to make it happen, because your place just sounds outstanding. And I look forward to speaking with you again before this week is over, just you and I having a good chat.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure, and I really enjoy speaking with you as well.
Well, thank you.
Your show is fantastic. We've been avid fans and listeners for a long time.
Oh, aren't you a honey bear? I'm glad we've got that recorded. Well, I want to thank you again for joining us, and everybody else, stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams. Still more in this hour, and two more hours after that, so don't leave us.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
Goodbye to 10 tender nights beside the sill.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra of the Boston Pops has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-
800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm an adventure dog.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm glad we got to talk with Brad Weiser about pet-friendly travel. There's things I really need to remind you about. And for all of you who don't have pets that you put in your car, would you keep an eye out for the people who put a pet in the car, leave the windows open a crack, and then, especially at this time of the year, have you seen the temperatures in this country? You cannot leave an animal or a child in a car, even if you're parked under a shady tree. The temperature can rise dramatically. And, you know, if you go out and you get overheated running around, you'll sit down in a cool room, you'll have a cool glass of water, maybe you'll take a shower, and in half an hour, you'll feel terrific. If your dog gets overheated, it'll be dead in 30 minutes. Dogs have, and cats, they have little brains, and they can't keep much oxygen in there. And as the temperature rises, dogs, the recovery rate, well, let me put it the other way, the death rate of pets in a car, and I can't give you statistics on babies, but it's got to be similar, is something like 99%. Your dog gets heat stroke, it's going to die. It's not going to recover. I lost a dog from heat stroke, but from playing on a warm day. And I don't think it was necessarily because of how hot the day was, because it wasn't that hot out. I think it had something to do with the medication he was being given. Interacting in that, but nonetheless, you want a sad day, you take a healthy dog in the morning that's dead in the evening, and that's a day you don't really want to remember. So if you're traveling with your pet and you're just going to run into that store for a minute, nothing takes a minute. Getting out of the car, walking to the door, and getting through it will take a minute. And you know, it's just not worth the risk, people. It's just not worth the risk. So please do not leave your pets in the car, especially at this time of year. And, of course, children and babies. It's just too risky, much too risky. If you're traveling with your pet, it's so much easier now than it used to be. I used to tell people, take a picture of your pet, you know, take it down to the local print shop, have them print up 100 pieces of paper with your dog or cat's picture on it in case they go astray while you're traveling, and then you can just write, you know, where, what hotel you're staying at now. It's so much easier now. Now, take a photo on your phone or your iPad of your pet, have it available, and you can then get a flyer that you can put on telephone poles and whatever, as well as whatever social media is local to where you are, where you're traveling. There's got to be some local stuff. You ask some people at the front desk, or where does everybody go in town to find out news from the town, and then you'll have all the information you need. Before you get on the road with your pet to go anywhere, I mean, other than just, you know, driving into town and walking around with your dog, or and I don't know if people take their pets when they go shopping, but you know, cats. But before you go on a road trip, any kind of a trip, there are a couple of stops you have to make. One is a stop at your vet. Make sure that all of your pets' vaccinations, inoculations, whatever, are up to date. If your dog is going to a kennel, you've got to make sure they've had that parvo medication, whatever, prevent the parvo virus, and make sure rabies, all those things, and have the vet give you a photocopy of the latest report on your dog. So if you go somewhere and they want more information than you would normally have with you, you've got that information that this is a healthy pet that has all of its inoculations and everything is up to date. If you're going to cross the border into Canada, you absolutely, and you're traveling with your dog or cat, you absolutely must have this paperwork. So you want to get it from, you know, your vet. You want your vet to sign it that it's, this is all official, and that all the shots and inoculations for all kinds of whatever diseases a pet can carry are under control. The other place you want to stop, make an appointment and stop before you get on the road with your pets, is at the groomer. Have Fido or Fifi or Fluffy have a bath and a trim, because you want to put your best paw forward. And you want to be able, you know, you don't want to look, walk in like, you know, Shaggy Harry with your, you know, not you, the pet. So the other things, have a sack in the trunk of the car that contains some kind of upholstery or carpet cleaner in case your pet has an accident in the car. Sometimes, especially younger pets or pets that haven't traveled much in a car, will get motion sick. So you want to be able to, you know, have paper towels and, you know, clean up your things and a pair of rubber gloves for you if you need it. Travel with those little doggy poop bags so that you can clean up from yourself as you travel. Don't leave your own personal litter trail of, you know, whatever your pup leaves behind as you go visiting. And make sure that you also bring, like you would for a baby or a child in the family, make sure that you also bring along your pet's favorite toys. And if there is, you know, I used to call it the banky, you know, bring the banky. If there's a blanket or a towel that goes over your dog's bed at home, you might want to bring that for the car, or even bring the dog bed if it's not one of those big giant things with, you know, like looks like a brass headboard and footboard. No. But you get one of those nice soft things, you know. Many people recommend that you get a harness for your dog, the way you might get, you know, those harnesses that they clip into the seatbelt. There's a commercial for some car. I forget what the car is. That shows you how good the commercial is. I only watch it because of the dog. This guy gets a new car. Car's in the driveway. He says to his wife, oh, the Lucky Larry, whatever the dog's name is gone again. Oh, my gosh, says she. It's the third time this week. He goes out to the car, and he's going to drive around the neighborhood to look for the dog. Meantime, he's got the dog in a harness that's attached to the seatbelt in the back seat, and it's just a good excuse to get out and take the new car for a drive and enjoy the car. So he's kidnapping the dog to do it. So you see the dog in the harness. They're not terribly restrictive. It is safer for the dog. It's probably safer for the driver as well, not to be distracted by a dog who decides to put a paw on your shoulder or crawl in your lap. But the bottom line is, I don't know that it would work for my dog, so we put a piece between the two front seats that keep our dog in the back. But, you know, do what you got to do. Take good care of your pets and take them traveling with you. They deserve a vacation, too. This is Stephanie Abrams. More in the next hour. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.